Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I don't care if you're a baseball fan or not, you probably know this week a milestone happened. Barry Bonds hit his 556th home run. He had already eclipsed Babe Ruth, and with that home run, he also passed Hank Aaron on the all-time career home run list. Since then, I think he's added a couple more. And most of you also know there's a cloud of controversy surrounding this achievement. There are allegations of the improper use of performance-enhancing drugs, and there's probably going to be an asterisk in the record books. And still, many people are impressed. It's quite an accomplishment. You know, it kind of reminds me, though, that the world has always been impressed with things it can see, whether that be power or wealth or success or human achievement or victory. The world just tends to admire those who achieve greatness, those who display strength or creativity, those who have money or who make money. Think of those people the world admires, Donald Trump and Bill Gates, or LeBron James, or Tiger Woods, or David Beckham, or Steven Spielberg and Matt Damon, and the list goes on and on. Well, we Christians have allowed the world to rub off on us, kind of to our detriment, because we have learned to measure success in part by what we see. For example, many Christians these days, when they see a bigger church, they think not only is that a more successful church, but it is a more faithful church. But our lesson today from Hebrews chapter 11 says that faith runs counter to those things that we can see. In fact, it gives us a definition of faith. It says faith is the assurance of things only hoped for, the evidence of things yet unseen. Because we have learned from the world to admire outward success, we just assume God does too. Because we are easily impressed, we forget that God is not. The reason is God has access to the thoughts and intentions of the human heart. And he carefully weighs and he measures all of people's inward motives over against their outward actions. So the next time you find yourself admiring the accomplishments of someone in the world, keep this in mind, that even those things that look generous can be selfish. Those things that look pure can be adulterous. Those things that look friendly and kind can have evil intent. Those things that look important to the world, in the eternal scheme of things, can really be very unimportant. I was thinking about this and I thought, what action or accomplishment would impress a Christian? And I thought of a few. Perhaps you would have somebody who donated millions of dollars to a pro-life cause or organization. Or maybe you have someone who gives up a financially lucrative career to become a missionary in a foreign culture. Now, those may or may not be good works. Would that do it for God? Would God be impressed? Whether something impresses God or not all depends upon the reason why the thing was done. Was it done to impress others and gain people's respect? Worse yet, was it done to placate God, thinking that God is angry and needs us to self-atone? Was it done to make the giver feel satisfied and nobler and more important? Was it done to get something in return, maybe even a tax break? If so, then nothing we do, no matter how impressive it may be in the eyes of others, means anything to God. Barry Bonds has now broken a long-held baseball record. But Barry Bonds is just one of many people who, over the course of their lifetime, will do something that has the appearance of greatness. Because every day, in some field of endeavor, someone is doing something new and impressive. People are building skyscrapers. They are inventing new technology. They are championing causes. They are winning political campaigns. They are creating peace through negotiation. They are giving away millions. In fact, those who live in this world and those who are part of this unbelieving world can do some pretty impressive things. Without faith in Christ, it is entirely possible to do things that look good and holy and sacrificial and even saintly. Even a non-Christian can devote their whole life and energy to a noble cause or charity. But they may be doing it for all the wrong reasons if they lack faith in Jesus Christ. Because if you aren't a Christian, then you can do the very best things, but for the very worst reasons. And the very worst reason we can do a good thing is to earn spiritual points to make us right with God. In fact, when we do good works to impress God and others, it is an abomination to the Lord. What our text is trying to tell us is that in the end, there is only one thing that matters. There is only one thing that is important to our God, and that is that we have faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. That we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself for us. It is only lives that are lived by faith that please God. Only works done by a person who believes in Jesus can really be called good works. And every work done without faith in Jesus is an evil work, no matter how holy it appears and no matter how much it impresses the world. That's why it says in Hebrews 11, without faith, my friends, it is impossible to please God. No human accomplishment impresses God if it's done for self-righteous reasons. It's only when we humble ourselves and put our full trust in Jesus and the accomplishments that He has done on the cross that our lives please God. Now, here's some really good news for ordinary folks, people like you and me who probably aren't ever going to break any important records, people who are probably never going to have celebrity status, people who probably aren't ever going to invent any kind of a cure for anything like cancer. And here is the good news. If you live by faith in Christ, then anything and everything that you do pleases God, no matter how great or small. Just getting up and getting dressed and going to work every day to earn a living for your family, if done by faith, pleases God. Or staying at home and raising your children and even changing diapers, if done by faith, pleases God. Loving your spouse, honoring your marriage vow, being faithful and attentive to your husband and wife, when done by faith, pleases God. And get this, because it's my favorite. Even relaxing in front of the TV on the sofa, or reading a good book, if done by faith, is a good work. If you're a Christian believer, if you are walking by faith, no one else may remember what you did in your life, but your life is memorable to God. It's commendable to God. Because to God, there is no such thing as common and ordinary. That's not the way He looks at you in Christ. If you have saving faith in Jesus, then everything in your life that isn't an outright sin is a good work in the eyes of the Lord. For the sake of your Savior, everything that you do in faith is acceptable to Him. And I mean everything, from the least impressive activity in your life to the greatest thing that you'll ever accomplish. And you don't have to do anything great in the eyes of the world to impress heaven or be important to God. As much as some people admire Barry Bonds, we think Barry Bonds probably started taking steroids because he couldn't overcome the effects of aging. And no one can overcome the effects of aging and death, except our Savior. He achieved this truly great accomplishment, and it will last in the record books forever. For on the cross and in the resurrection, Jesus emerged victorious over sin and death and the devil. And now here's the great part. By faith, all of Christ's accomplishments are transferred onto you. God credits you with every holy thing, every important thing that Jesus ever achieved for you. So while Barry Bonds' accomplishments may or may not in the end be enough to get him into the Baseball Hall of Fame, Christ's accomplishments, which are yours by faith, are sure to get you into heaven. This text says, conversely, without faith in Jesus, nothing that you and I could ever do could please God or be enough. Even if you tried harder than every person living on this planet, you could give your entire income to save the whales. You could shelter the homeless. You could sign over, as many Christians promise, that winning lottery ticket, you know, to the church. You could invent a cure for the common cold. You could raise funds and awareness for the starving people of third world countries. But without faith in Jesus, you would still be a big disappointment to God. Despite that long and impressive list of your accomplishments, your life would still displease God. In fact, isn't it ironic that without faith, God is angry at the very things the world might praise you for? You see, God measures our lives by a different yardstick. The world measures a person's worth by how they look, what we own, what we achieve, what we accomplish during the course of our lifetime. Things you can see, beauty and power and fame. But faith is opposed to all of these. The Lord measures your worth solely based upon the fact that you believe in Jesus Christ. And only things done in faith please God. But this in no wise implies that faith is a good work or a human work. For even faith is a gift that God gives. And even the good works that result from faith are gifts. With that in mind, let's go to Hebrews 11 And look at the things that God is impressed with, that he considers memorable or important. First, he mentions Abel, who accomplished great things by faith. What made Abel's offering more acceptable than his brother's offering? Abel's gift was prompted by faith. Enoch is listed as another man who lived by faith, while others in his generation forsook the true worship of God. Enoch is said to have walked with God, a synonym for faith. And because Enoch believed in a heavenly home that he could not see, his faith was rewarded, and he never had to taste death. That is, he never died in this body, but he was taken directly to heaven. Noah is the next one mentioned in this long line of believers who distinguished themselves by their faith. Their lives were not impressive because they did more and greater things than other men. Their lives were impressive because they lived them by faith. When God came to Noah and said, "Noah, in my anger, I'm sending a flood upon this world, build an ark," Noah's faith led to obedience. And he constructed that ark, and he brought his family on board and the animals. The world that doesn't know God and does not know faith does not believe there is a judgment coming. And because they lack faith, the world refuses to repent and to prepare. But you and I, as Christians, prepare by faith for the day of judgment. God wants you to believe both his threats and his promises. This pleases God. Especially, God wants you to have faith that Christ forgives you even when you feel guilty and unforgivable and unlovable. And God wants you to be believing that he works all things together for good in your lives because of Christ, even when life is going crappy. The names continue in Hebrews 11. Of those who were not impressed with the things of the world, but were impressed with the promises God makes to his people. We read about Abraham. Abraham had everything in the city he lived in. He had wealth and notoriety. He had comfort. He had security. But by faith, he set out for a land that God promised that he had never seen. We read about Sarah, who by faith believed an impossible thing, that she would have a child in her old age, even though she had not been even able to have a child earlier in life. And even though her old post-menstrual body told her otherwise, faith told her to trust in God. All these people did things in the eyes of the Lord, not because they were great people did they impress the Lord. They're not great people. They're people like you and me. They're sinners. But what made their lives noteworthy, what makes them admirable to God and to us, is that they lived their lives by faith. They never did anything that the world would be impressed with or want to remember or emulate. But they did things that God remembers because their good works resulted from faith. Perhaps the greatest thing about this whole collection of people listed in Hebrews 11 is that they were able to believe God even when it contradicted their experiences. Hebrews 11 says these people died in faith, not having received the things God promised, but believing them from afar. In other words, the world remained unimpressed by their exploits, but God was wowed by their faith. so that to this very day they're held up to us as role models and examples. My friends, the world, because it's impressed with things that can be seen, is impressed by people who will soon be forgotten. We're talking about Barry Bonds now, but in a few weeks and years from now, that'll be forgotten. In the same way, we've all seen leading ladies in Hollywood who were very famous, but they lost their beauty and their youth faded, and now they've been replaced by younger women on the movie screen. And in the same way, this short life, when it ends, will mean that those who live for strength and wealth and fame will, in a single last breath, lose everything that was impressive to them and that they considered important. But unlike those people who live only by what they see, we live by faith, and it has power in the present and in the life to come. It is the assurance of things that we have not yet seen. Let me tell you quickly, as we end here, why faith is impressive. Faith is more certain that Jesus died to atone for our sins and rose again to give us eternal life than the world is certain of the air that it breathes. Faith is more convinced that there is a heaven and a place for us there than those who live in Champaign are convinced that if you head up I-57, you'll find Chicago. For faith refuses to believe anything but this, that because of Jesus, God loves us, has redeemed us, and will return to bring us eternal life and happiness. And faith believes this with an unshakable conviction. God commends those who choose to base their lives not upon what we see, but upon what God has promised you and I in the gospel. And that is what God commends us for hoping and believing in these things. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds faithful through Christ Jesus. Amen.